It's time for the Little Known Black History Fact. You know, we celebrate Black History every day, not just in the month of February, here on the TJMF. And it is brought to you by Hidden Figures. Hidden Figures is the untold story of three African-American women who fought to change their lives and ended up changing history. Starring Taraji P. Henson, Janelle Monáe, and Octavia Spencer in theaters January 6th.
So have wonderful.
Have you seen this film?
So wonderful. How many times have I seen it?
Is
the question.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it.
You think it's going to get nominated?
I hope so.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I really do. I mean, and then not to take anything away from Fences or anything, but man, it's powerful.
Okay. This is the story of the late Mamie Agnew Clayton. She was a librarian and founder of the Western States Black Research and Education Center, the largest privately held collection of African-American historical material in the world. The Mamie A. Clayton Library and Museum in Culver City, California, is home to Dr. Clayton's massive collection of over 2 million rare books, films, photographs, and other hard-to-find artifacts as they relate to the Black experience. Mm. Dr. Clayton was born in 1923, passed away in 2006, established the center in 75 as a means to preserve Black history for future generations. For over 40 years, Ms. Clayton collected a variety of memorabilia at her home's garage and studio. I mean, no disrespect. And I love her, but that's a hoarder.
You're wrong.
I am, but you're that's wrong. She could have made the program.
Storage Wars.
Yeah.
At least.
She had 2 million rare books, films, photographs, and other hard-to-find artifacts in her garage and studio in 2002.
Where is that? It's in here somewhere. I know. What did I do with that?
Efforts made by her eldest son to organize the material were launched, and right before her passing, the establishment of the museum was announced. Oh. Read more about the Mamie A. Clayton Library and Museum in California on blackamericaweb.com.
I bet you that's how Lady Salah Shabazz, I was going to say Salah Salah, Lady Salah Shabazz got started too.
And
oh my gosh.
And she was getting old, and you know, oh, son, yeah, said, yeah. Mama, you need to clean out your garage.
You got to do something about God. All of this. And why are you keeping why you got the first Coke 45 bottle? What is that for?
It's historical, boy.
Billy D had that in his hand in the commercial.
Right.
It's the original.
Come on, Mama. We can do something with this.
Something.
You know, we're going through this in my family right now.
Oh, yeah?
My godmother died over the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And
sorry for your loss.
Thank you. But just the thought of us going through her house now. Oh, my God.
She didn't throw away anything.
Tom.
How old was she?
Just 84?
Just the bric-a-brac alone.
Oh, my God. Damon, you don't even know.
Yeah, I do. It's some dusty figurines, some bric-a-brac.
Damon, from not even the last century. I'm sure there's stuff in that house from the 1800s. I swear. Wow. And she kept
everything. Did she keep every Jet magazine?
Tom, if Linda
Ebony
Johnson
Jr.
Rice wanted to come and go back through some of her files, as she liked to call them,
uh-huh,
and I'm using air quotes, yes, man, I'm telling you, every wedding, every graduation, every
hell no, we won't go button.
Damon, I have you want Harold, you got them buttons.
What about obituaries?
Everybody's obituary except for hers. So when I tell you, I know what her son's going through. I know, but at least, I don't know how we're going to do the Connie Williams Historical Library, but I'm telling you, it's there in her house.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, God bless her.
And sorry for your loss.
Thank you, but oh, my God.
Or your game. You might start a museum and get you a few dollars.
You know?